From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. A federal judge says Oklahoma's new state constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage violates the federal constitution. But the judge is putting his ruling on hold pending an appeal of a nearly identical lawsuit in Utah. Matt Trotter with member station KWGS reports.
Supporters of gay marriage have been looking forward to this day for more than 9 years. That's how long ago 76% of voters approved a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage here, and how long ago two Tulsa area couples filed a lawsuit against that ban. Toby Jenkins is the executive director of Oklahomans for Equality. He agrees with Judge Terrence Kern's assessment that the majority view had to give way to individuals' constitutional rights.
Every mother and father ought to have the same rights for every one of their children. And if one of those children is gay, they ought to be able to get married in Oklahoma, and the state of Oklahoma should have to recognize it.
Kern issued a stay of his own ruling, so marriages won't take place right away in Oklahoma. For NPR News, I'm Matt Trotter in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Two Roswell, New Mexico middle school students remain hospitalized tonight after a school shooting. One student is in critical condition, the other is in serious condition. A 12-year-old boy is in custody after a teacher stopped the attack. Published remarks attributed to Israel's defense minister are creating diplomatic waves. The comments are highly critical of the U.S. effort to broker a peace deal between Israel and the Palestinians. From Jerusalem, NPR's Emily Harris has more.
An Israeli newspaper published remarks Tuesday it attributes to Israel's defense minister, Moshe Yaalon, in private conversations. According to the report, the defense minister called a U.S. plan for Israeli security under a peace deal not worth the paper it's written on. He also described Secretary of State John Kerry as messianic and obsessed in his pursuit of an agreement. A State Department spokesperson says if their remarks are accurate, they are offensive. Israel's defense minister didn't deny the comments, but issued a statement saying the U.S. and Israel work through disagreements. Details of any progress in the talks have not been made public, but cracks have already appeared in Israel's coalition government over a possible deal. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
In Charleston, West Virginia today, restaurants and other businesses were able to use tap water for the first time since a chemical leak last week. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong is in Charleston.
Most people I've talked to are pretty even keel about this situation. They're dealing with it. They've changed their routines because this has lasted for days. And for those who still don't have access to drinkable tap water, they're hoping that this will end sooner rather than later. But in the meantime, they're still rolling with it.
Tap water remains unsafe for more than half of the 300,000 residents affected by the chemical leak. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 115 points to close today at 16,373. The Nasdaq was up 69 points, ending trading at 4,183. This is NPR News. A federal judge granted Chicago's wish for a six-month delay to come up with a plan to allow gun sales in the city. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports the city decided not to fight a ruling that called Chicago's ban on gun sales unconstitutional.
It's been more than 30 years since any gun was sold legally in the country's third largest city. But earlier this month, a federal judge ruled Chicago's ban on gun sales was not legal. That ruling came on the heels of another that struck down the state of Illinois' last-in-the-country's ban on carrying concealed weapons. The city of Chicago decided not to appeal the ruling on gun sales, but attorneys said the city needs a full 6 months to come up with rules that regulate firearm sales and protect public safety while also respecting Second Amendment rights. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel promises the regulations will be as strict as possible so the city's drop in violent crime won't be undermined. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
And a federal judge presiding over a multi-million-dollar lawsuit against the NFL over concussion claims says she wants more information before approving a proposed $765 million settlement. U.S. District Judge Anita Brody in Philadelphia says she's concerned that there will not be enough money to cover 20,000 retired NFL players for the next 65 years. Alexandria, Virginia, a community with deep roots in Civil War history, is considering doing away with an old law that requires certain streets to be named for Confederate generals. The law on the books since 1963 requires that new north-south running streets be named for Confederate military leaders. The sponsor of the ordinance says he's trying to overhaul a series of anachronistic laws, not all of them dealing with Confederate history. I'm Jim Howard, NPR News in Washington.